Hi, everybody, and a pleasant good evening to you wherever you may be. It is Friday, it is Tulsa, and it's Oklahoma high school football. From Siegfried Stadium, it's the Sperry Pirates versus the Cashahall Commandos. Good evening, everybody. Toby Moore here at Siegfried Stadium for this Class 3A District 5 matchup between the Pirates and the Commandos. Sperry is coached by Robert Park. They're 3-4 going into tonight's game, having lost last week at Berry Hill 38-3, and are looking to finish strong and get into the 3A playoffs coming up in 3 weeks. Cashahall, coached by Joe Medina, is undefeated going into tonight's game at a record of 8-0 with an average winning margin against their opponents this year of 47 points a game, led by a stingy defense that allows only 8 points a game, actually a little less than 8 points a game. They're looking to take the field and keep their undefeated record intact on tonight, which happens to be senior night here at Cashahall, final regular season home game of the year. And there are plenty of seniors to watch for, especially on the offensive side of the ball, such as quarterback number 12, Thomas Rouse, running back number 5, Patrick Bass, running back number 6, Philip Choquette, and number 2, Hunter Hart, and Connor Sherwood, a lethal two-way player, running back and linebacker. Looks like the action is about to start here at Casha. Casha won the toss but elected to defer to the second half. Sperry will receive. Casha going right to left on your TV screen in the all-blue uniforms, the trademark wishbone C on the helmets. Sperry in the white shirts, blue, black shorts, and we are kicking off. Eric Testa to James Baugh. Baugh at the 10, the 15, and tackled at the 20-yard line. That's Max Bell with the tackle for Cashahall, and the Pirates will set up shop first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. The Sperry offense is led by quarterback Casey Holcomb and number 5, Blake Teal. Holcomb and Teal are juniors. We'll be back next year. The Pirates break the huddle. It's a tight formation. A handoff up the middle. Wow, what a hit. Number 47, Connor Sherwood. We just spoken about him. Hit the running back, number 25, Tyler Torix, like a ton of bricks. No gain. Second down and 10 for the Pirates at the 20-yard line. Game just underway here at Siegfried Stadium. Pirates up to the line. Snap. Bubbled ball. Busted play. And Holcomb tackled behind the line once again. That's Connor Sherwood. That's for a loss. The ball will be placed at the 19-yard line. Third down and 11. First third down situation for either side in tonight's game. Pirates line up. Once again in a tight formation. There's a snap. A handoff. Teal on the carry to the 23-yard line. Short of a first down. It was tackled by number 50, Rocco Driscoll. Fourth down coming up for Sperry. There's a snap and the kick. High. Booming kick. Fair catch called for at the 37-yard line. That was Philip Choquette with the fair catch. And the Commandos will now go on offense, starting on their own 37. It's Thomas Rouse coming out to quarterback for Cashahall. 6 foot senior. 10:05 to go in the first quarter. Commandos line up. It's one man in motion. It's a snap. Pitch back to Bass. Bass goes around right end, cuts back. Maybe gains 2 or 3 before being stopped by a host of Pirates. Led by number 63, Ricky Chavez. And they're only going to give him a yard. Second down and 9. Cashel Hall. Rouse lines up behind center. Chiquette in motion. It's a snap. 3-step drop. Quick throw. Incomplete. Pass intended for number 81, Danny Price. That was Blake Teal in coverage for the Pirates. And the Commandos are now facing their first third down of the evening. Just getting started here at Siegfried Stadium. No score. Less than 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Commandos line up on 3rd and 9. Rouse back to pass. Evades one tackler. Throws to Mollers. Luke Mollers with the catch. And the run after the catch will give Cashel Hall a first down. And a first down in Pirate territory. Here's the replay. Rouse taking about a 3-step drop. Avoids the rush. Hits Mueller at the 45-yard line. As you see, he gets 5, 6, 7, 8 extra yards after the catch. And it's a first down for Cashel Hall at the 47 of Sperry. As Bass at quarterback, he hands off to Hunter Hart. Big hole to the 40, to the 35. And tackle at the 33. Play out of the Wildcat formation. Hunter Hart with 14 yards and a first down. Looked like he was tackled by number 3, Forrest Torix. Huge hole. That's Testa and Baylor Boone checking into the game now for Cashel Hall. 1st and 10. Rouse lines up as a wideout. It's the same Wildcat formation as before with Bass at quarterback. Here's the snap. This time Bass keeps himself, goes around right end, looking for yardage. Maybe gets to the 30. And that was this Tyler Torix with the tackle. And a 2nd and 7 coming up for the Commandos. As Rouse back in at quarterback, behind center. Short drop, swing pass to Chiquette to the 25, missed tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5, and tackled at the 2-yard line where Cashel Hall will have 1st and 10. And there, but for the grace of Gable Gwynn, number 53, that's 6 points for the Commandos. Here it is again. Chiquette thundering down the left side of the field. A little swing pass out of the backfield, and as you can see, it only takes one missed tackle to turn a play designed to get a little bit of yardage into a play that gets a lot of yardage. And now it's 1st and 10. Commandos in a pro set. It's a handoff. That's Hart. Stood up at the line for no gain. 2nd down and goal for Cashel Hall. Cashel Hall looking to cash in the first red zone opportunity of the evening for either team. We're glad to have you here in this 3A District 5 battle. 2nd and goal. Handoff, Sherwood, and there it is. Touchdown, Cashel Hall. Connor Sherwood with a 2-yard plunge behind left guard, and the Commandos are up 6-0. Good blocking by the Cashaholo line. Extra point coming up. That's Eric Testa getting ready to kick the extra point. Ball will be held by the Wildcat back, Patrick Bass. Here's the snap. It's bobbled. Bass picks it up, evades one tackler, throws it up into the end zone. It's caught. It's caught by Doug Plunk. And it looks like a 2-point conversion. Cashaholo is up 8-0. There's the replay. Bass avoiding Tyler Torix, hitting Plunk in the end zone, but there's a flag on the play. And the penalty is ineligible receiver downfield. That was no doubt Plunk. He must have been in an interior line position when he caught that pass for the 2-point conversion. The ball will be moved back to the 8-yard line. The 2-point conversion is negated. And Cashaholo will have another go at the extra point. Here's the snap. It's down. Testa knocks it through the uprights. And with 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go, Cashaholo 7, Sperry nothing. We'll be back to Oklahoma High School football right after these messages.